Good morning, it's 6:19 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. Yesterday, Major League Baseball made an opening presentation to the Players Union on terms to start the coronavirus-delayed season around the 4th of July weekend in ballparks without fans, but a person familiar with the discussion says MLB did not make an economic proposal during the presentation. Baseball owners gave their go-ahead to a proposal Monday that included a 50-50 revenue split. Players already agreed to a deal in March where they would be paid a prorated share of salaries based on the portion of the 162-game schedule that ends up being played. Players appear more interested in medical protocols and testing designed to protect them from the new coronavirus. An agreement with the Players Association is needed to play ball. In other virus-related sports news, an informal poll conducted by the National Basketball Players Association reportedly shows overwhelming support to resume not only the NBA playoffs, but at least part of the regular season. The NBA suspended its season in March with 259 regular season games remaining. Players stand to lose roughly $850 million in gross salary if the regular season is not resumed. And USA Gymnastics will not hold any top-tier events the rest of this year. The organization says it is scrapping the U.S. Classic and the National Championships because of COVID-19. The organization had initially hoped to reschedule the events for later in 2020 after the Tokyo Olympics were pushed back to the summer of 2021. In other news, UConn and Mississippi State are set to play in the Hall of Fame Women's Challenge basketball tournament in Connecticut. The Huskies are scheduled to take on rival Quinnipiac in the tournament's first round on November 28th at the Mohegan Sun Arena. The Bulldogs open the tournament against Maine. The winners will face off the next day in the championship game, and the loser will play a consolation game in the tournament, which is hosted by the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. I'm Jesse King.